Kilauea Volcano's newest lava flow is on the move. It started at the end of June, but it's advanced fairly rapidly over the past week. Scientists say there's no danger to homes or property right now, but they are watching it with concern. Hawaiian Volcano Observatory Chief Scientist Jim Koahikawa was on a helicopter flight over the flow very early Saturday morning.
We did it at dawn so that we'd have the best view of any incandescence from the lava we infer is in this crack. Even in the darkest part of the morning, we could not see incandescence, but the steam is still coming up. The leading edge of the steam, which we are inferring to be related to the progress of lava, has only moved about 200 yards or so, which is a little bit slower than it has been over the last several days. We will keep a very close eye on it.
Koahikawa says despite uncertainties, the HVO team felt it was time to notify Hawaii County Civil Defense and the public about the lava's progress.
This is one of several flows that have, in various degrees, threatened residential areas over the last 19, 20 months. Fortunately, they've stalled. This one is a little bit different because it was narrower, it was moving faster. Because it's in a crack, we can't see it. We can sort of track it only by the steam. The terrain is highly faulted. It's broken up, a lot of cracks.
Civil Defense and Koahikawa's team will give community updates today, Tuesday, and Thursday at Pahoa Community Center at 6:30. They will also be at the Puna Emergency Preparedness Fair Saturday at Kea'au High from 9 to 3. Updates are online at hvo.wr.usgs.gov. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.